There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. On Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Welcome in. Good to be back on home turf with you. The salmon shirt, I just have to cut off the sales tag. Not a scissor in the house or scissors. When I find one, I'll be ready to...
Oh, that's really what's preventing you is the scissors to cut off
scissors.
The tag?
That's it. Oh. Yes. Yeah. And we'll be ready to go. Those women on that ranch in Oregon need us. Couldn't do it yesterday because it was a more... appropriate day connected to President Trump and all that was celebrated. If you missed it out at the Knack, you got to come out the next time we have something going on. Plan for it. Okay, 855-839-1210. I just mentioned JFK. Inquiry even has a piece today. The FDA does not ban potassium bromate or brominated vegetable oil, but Pennsylvania House Bill 2117 proposes to, and that's a good thing. And they talk about RFK Jr. and how what we're going to see is a surge, maybe even of states, of being on top of this and moving to take a look at this. And obviously, big food, big agriculture, a lot of Republicans represent this. They're not going to like it, but this one in Pennsylvania has a Democrat, Republican, a number of people involved, all to try to ban it by state law here in Pennsylvania. And they're hoping that the surge of Robert Kennedy Jr. being in there will make an impact toward doing that. And if Kennedy gets in this lane and stays and owns this lane, this is going to be dramatic stuff. I mean, the... Biden administration, I think it was the last day or near the last days, banned red dye 3 suddenly. But the thing I wanted to have some fun with today, too, and go back to this, and I am going to be almost impossible for a lot of reasons to move off this, is the previous Surgeon General in the last days telling us that somehow or another, a moderate amount of drinking, and I mean very moderate, however you want to define that, is one of the leading causes, not of alcoholism, cirrhosis, but of cancer. Remember that? Over the holidays, we were going back and forth with this guy. So the LA Times puts out a piece that says, oh, maybe you should not be drinking that sacramental wine. Now just think about how far we go with this stuff. That the wine you would drink in a religious ceremony. Now, I just wanted to ask, are you engaged? I mean, a lot of this stuff has been stopped because of COVID, cold and flu season. I can remember being in church at times when people would drink the sacred wine, the holy wine, the blessed wine. But I have not seen that. And I'm wondering, and it seemed to be the people they interviewed, they were Jewish. I think there were some rabbis interviewed. And essentially, they're saying to them, well, wait a minute. How are you guys having sacramental wine when the Surgeon General just said this is the cause of cancer? This is how far this stuff goes. Now, Kennedy's approach, to his credit, is not lecturing people and saying, do what I do, as much as he's in your corner. There are entities out there that are powerful, that have been able to control this, that are cutting corners. And it's arguable. It's kind of like TikTok. It's addictive. If you eat this type of food as a kid, then the taste that is there, that's what you want. And it's going to be very hard to shake you from that, even though long term it's injurious. So Kennedy Jr. is on the map with this stuff. What I don't want to see is stuff like the Surgeon General, though, wanting to greatly curtail alcohol in the manner that he was talking about as a cause of cancer. And then this sacramental wine thing. So are you in a religion in which there is wine that's drunk as part of the ritual, the ceremony, that kind of thing? I don't know even how much it goes on that they're going down that path, but that's where we're headed. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all we need you to do is just push #1210, and we'll get you on board a little bit later. I saw this story yesterday. I was saving it because yesterday we were consumed with the first day. That Instacart, I'm not a fan of ordering and having somebody pick out my stuff at the foods. First of all, I don't think it saves you time because, you know, you're going through all this. And what are the odds that it's ever right? But the people complaining about Instacart are saying they don't want males shopping for them. One woman wrote, I think this one was on Reddit.
Good reason on that, I mean.
That she ordered tampons and he gave her Q-tips.
Oh.
So I've seen this at the Giant where we shop, and they just can't. You can't have somebody do something for you that's going to match what you would think of in the instant or what you really mean. I don't care how much you spell it out.
Are men better shoppers than women, or are women better shoppers than men at the grocery store?
Well, I think
Maisie's much better than me. I got to admit.
Yeah, I think women are better, but
I'm seeing ghosts every time I'm at the grocery store. Like, I can't find, I don't know why,
but the ones I see are guys. I'm not sure how they had that role. And the tampon for Q-tips. There were a whole bunch of them. We'll give you those coming up.
So you've never done Instacart, or?
No, I wouldn't do that stuff. It's too much time-consuming and thought, and then it's going to be screwed up. It's like shopping online, to me, is always you're rolling the dice. I know it says convenience.
My favorite is, we'll order like a pound of chicken breast, right?
Right.
And it'll be like whatever the price is. And then they'll come back with a organic chicken breast, and they charge just double all of a sudden. And yeah.
Yeah, and then scrutinizing this, trying to make sure you're on top of it. The agita of that versus just, I get it, COVID, you know, started some of this stuff.
If you it's easy, though. Like, I just went and picked up groceries the other day. It's not that we're getting them delivered to our house, but we'll do the, you know, grocery pickup.
How long does it take you to walk around the supermarket?
Like an hour and a half. You're saving time. It takes me five to 10 minutes to pull up.
Mine's under 22 minutes every time.
No, it's not.
Yeah, sure it is.
We're taking a camera and we're timing
okay,
you,
Tom. Okay, well, that's without Roe. If Roe's involved, then it's that adds at least 25 minutes.
Oh, why is that?
Yeah. Because she dawdles, because that's what you're going to get.
Do you categorize your, you know, list and by department, and you're just like,
no,
boom,
I walk
boom,
up
boom,
and
boom.
Down the aisles. I think don't even have to think about it. I know what I'm getting.
So you'll backtrack on an aisle?
No, I don't have to.
Wow.
I know exactly what I'm getting, where I'm going at every moment.
What happens if you forget something, though? Do you refuse to backtrack?
That's right. Yes, I'm getting out of there.
I'll get it next week.
I'll get it next week.
Screw your mayonnaise.
That took care of that type of thing. But having some guy pushing a cart around determined is the avocado ripe or not for you.
That's an art where you got to make a judgment on it. You can't have this guy. And putting down tampons for this guy, I can't even imagine the specifications.
There's too many options out there and a lot of foods and products to leave up to a stranger who doesn't know you at all.
Henry, exactly. If you were sent on a mission to buy feminine hygiene products,
yes,
and you got to the store and they were out of said feminine hygiene products,
would you get Q-tips? Yes.
Don't think I'd get Q-tips, no.
At least it wasn't avocados. I mean, I'm reading
grab
right
the gauze.
I'm reading from what the guy did here. I could say, hey, you know, talk to the guy. Hey, we're out of them. Okay, let's get to Q-tip.
It's all cotton, right?
Yeah, it's all cotton. Get some cotton product. And the guy is Q-tip. Throw it in there. What the heck? I filled the order. If they don't like it, they don't like it. So if you shop that way, I'd love to know, are you nuts? Just call and tell us you're not. And that this is highly easy. Now, if you're infirm, disabled, can't get to the store and that, it's a blessing. I get all that.
But if you're a 30-something-year-old producer?
Yes, right. And on a weekly basis.
With capableness?
It's such an easier taken away decision-making stuff to me. Just go to the store. All right, let's go to Minnie of YouTube, where else, and Texas, here on Talk Radio.
Minnie 12, gets her then. Groceries delivered. There's no doubt
in my mind. That's not true. Hey, Minnie, welcome in. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. Howdy. I called to originally tell y'all that it's snowing here, and it hasn't snowed here in 4 years.
Where are you in Texas
where
again?
Where are you? San Antonio?
I am in southeast Texas. I'm between Houston and Galveston.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
So that's a big deal for us. I know for y'all that's, you know, who cares. But
wait a minute. In Texas, is it mandatory to say y'all? Is that a southern state?
Yeah.
Yeah, we always say y'all.
Okay, well, see, because I'm developing, one of my things is that our governor, Josh Shapiro,
better than use guys.
Who's a guy from Abington, thinks he can say y'all. Based on what? How does Josh Shapiro think he can do that? He can't.
Minnie is the arbiter of y'alls.
No, I agree with you,
that's
Minnie.
Right.
I can't say it. I'm from South Philly. It'd be you guys.
Well, you can say it because I've made you an honorary Texan, so you can say it, but not Josh Shapiro.
Oh,
no.
Does that mean I can wear my cowboy boots again? I'll tell Ro when I go home today. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
You and Rich Zeoli are honorary Texans. Maybe Matt DeSantis and Dan and Henry, too, but y'all for sure. You and Rich.
Well, there's been a lot of talk, Minnie, as you know, about Henry getting into the, you know, embroidered shirt and bolo tie kind of fashion.
Oh, my God.
Do you support that?
Oh, my God. Well, I don't even know what to say on that. I haven't seen anybody around here wearing a bolo tie, but you do regularly see people in cowboy hats.
Yeah,
you know, that's not
exactly.
Go ahead,
Minnie.
When you were talking about Instacart, I have shopped for people. I've shopped through Favor, which Favor is through HEB, which HEB is just a Texas store. And I've also shopped through DoorDash. And I don't think it's that bad of a way to get things for people. I mean, the Q-tips, that's inexcusable. But usually you're communicating with your shopper throughout the shop, you know, so if they don't have
Wait a minute, they're on the phone with you?
Oh, yeah. Well, no,
you text them back and forth through the app. You know, they don't know your number. You don't know theirs. It's a spoof number. But my point is, like, I don't know, like when I've shopped for dog food for somebody and they give me something really broad, and then I get to the aisle and I'm like, oh no, there's like seven types of this one brand of food. And I'll ask them, and then if they're not answering, I'll also take pictures, okay? And then if they're still not answering, because I give them a while, I'll look in the app and I'll act like as if I'm ordering it. And if I'm ordering it, what's the first thing that comes up? And that's usually what they want. But I do, you know, I ask them for confirmation, and then when they finally get back, they'll be okay. You know, that's okay, or no, I want you to get this other thing instead.
But Minnie, think of what you just described, and think of my personality. Oh my goodness, I'm just thinking here. Anything, just get cat food if you want. Just stop it.
Well, that's you. You know, it's been, I had one gentleman that liked me so much that I started shopping for him, you know, without being on the app. I just was his personal shopper. That was during the COVID time. So he had me about maybe 2 or 3 years I was shopping for him, and he'd tip me 20% of whatever the order was, and he would have
me look,
shop
I could
for
see
his
with
daughter.
Your, with your personality, we could see that. But you got to see these guys that I see in Giant. They're not mini with these guys. They're the guys saying, get me some cotton in that aisle. Bring it over here.
Yeah, yeah.
know, I can see your point of view. And then on next door, somebody was complaining, not about us, but they were complaining about the personal shoppers for the store. Because like HEB does that.
Right.
And Kroger and Walmart. And they were complaining, oh, their cart is in the middle of the aisle. And then it took all my self-restraint because I don't know if they were doing talk to text, but they were spelling aisle like an island. I-S-L-E.
There you go. Right there. I'm taking points off. Yes. Minnie, thank you as always. Thank you, Minnie. Thanks for making us an honorary texting too. Thank you, Minnie. Oh, God. Just think of this, texting back and forth versus just going there, getting your stuff and bringing it home. My goodness. Come on.
So Minnie lives very much in the YouTube chat, youtube.com/Jack12WPH. I just pulled it up and they're asking her to clarify whether or not she's a Cowboys fan. So if you're still listening, Minnie, please put in there.
No, don't answer that. Fan. They'll be on you forever. Let's, okay. All right, 855-839-1210. You know, we have to think up a side question tomorrow for Josh Harris. What it's going to be like when he comes to town. Here's a guy who schemed, along with his other billionaires, just to diss these fools, including the mayor in this one, and get what they wanted in the end and cause all this trouble. Then he's the Sixers owner. Then he's the Washington Redskins / whatever they are now owner. And then he's a Jersey Devils owner. This guy better be in a protected area when we see him on Sunday.
They need bulletproof glass.
Yeah, this is a is not a. And with the Sixers, he's not a horrible owner. He pays enough. He just doesn't care. He's not engaged. I mean, you know, there's that. But you don't have to be an owner, apparently.
I could take up the rest of this hour talking about my Josh Harris complaints, but I'll leave it as there could be a better owner of the Sixers.
Oh, sure. Sure. All right. So it's 855-839-1210. Do you InstaShop or Instacart? And I'll read you a few more of these. They're pretty amazing. And I've seen this up close. Look, if it's your thing and you think it's more convenient, go right ahead. I just think.
What do you mean if you think it's more? It's 100%
more. No, it is not more convenient. It takes more time and more thought than just going and doing it yourself.
What the caveat is that I think what takes more time is if you have to walk the shopper through everything that you want.
Well, of course.
Yeah, that's the time consuming part because it's I might as well be shopping at this point if. You know, I have to help you try and find things in the aisle.
I should offer full transparency, too. In my relationship, Maisie's the one that sits there for an hour scrolling through the Acme app and putting together the entire card.
Right. Exactly.
All I do is I just pull up into the spot, give them my number, and they run their groceries out. So
you're still going there, too. So it's not that you're still driving there.
I'm still going there. Yeah.
All right.
Me personally.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Hey, a question for all empty nesters or soon-to-be empty nesters out there. Are you wondering if this is your year to downsize? Or maybe you want to know the latest trends in the real estate market, how that will impact your home and how you can sell it. Or maybe you want to know how the new administration's policies will affect the value of your home with the decrease in regulations and cutting of taxes. Well, there's a lot to be thinking about. And that's where my great friend Diane Cardano from Cardano Realtors comes in. Diane will answer all your questions and more, whatever your particular question is, at our next breakfast event for future home sellers anytime in the future, Saturday morning, February 1st, at the Hilton Garden Inn in Fort Washington. Diane unlocks the secrets to outshine the competition, boost your bottom line, take control of your equity, and sell fast, smarter, and for more. I'll be there that morning around 8:15 or so. It's a great breakfast that they lay out, great conversation, and then, of course, all your questions, and more than that, your plan to really get that home sold effectively. Diane will be signing copies of her new book, Model Home Mindset. It's all free. Just call them now at 215-576-8666 or visit 215-576-8666.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Sirloin Steak, $4.99 per pound. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Exclusive digital deal of the week. Lucerne shredded, sliced, or chunk cheese, 6.84 to 8 ounce varieties, $1.97 each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
All right, Dom G or Dano show. Jonathan Turley was on Fox today. I think it was Fox and Friends making... look, this guy is as good as Andy McCarthy, both of them. He believes the Department of Justice really made the case for those pardons. It was hard to do because most of us supported the people responsible for the riot being held accountable. It was a terrible day, but the Justice Department unleashed what one of its top lawyers called a shock and awe campaign, and they just scooped up hundreds of people. I'm in agreement with them on that. There's no doubt about that. They often demanded really excessive sentences, Charlie says. Most of these people were charged with just trespass, unlawful entry. Most of them were not violent. The government tended to oppose bail. They kept a number of them for a long time in segregation. Some of them, in some cases, they demanded limitations of what people could say or read or associate with after they were released. All of this tended to undermine their case. And so when the president campaigned on this issue, Charlie says, I think a lot of people wanted to see this chapter close, and he certainly did that. This was broader than most people expected or even asked for. Well, I've had a number of people on Twitter, and they haven't been really pushing back hard on me, just making their case. I thought this was unexpected how far he went with this, but Charlie makes the case on a great number of people here, maybe 95% or 98%. Were there people, though, that deserve pretty severe sentencing? I'd say yes. Do you just throw that aside because of all the factors he listed and some of the ones I listed? For me, I'll admit it. It's very hard, and think in your heart of hearts, it's very hard when it's law enforcement under attack, in some cases, relatively limited in the grand scheme of things, to say to those people, well, there was provocation. unnecessarily harsh punishment, etc. Okay, did they examine it in that manner? I could live with that. But in all these cases, it just goes against the grain. I'll admit it. I think for anybody who really supports law enforcement, it's hard to throw aside just this untrammeled pardon. So there are six commutations. I'll look at them. But I'd love to hear from you. So is this a 10? Turley making the case, this was more than I expected. Vance seemed to indicate it. No, they were going to hold some people they thought were accountable. And in the end, I don't think they did. The other narrative, you're going to hear Republicans, Democrats. And that's why we talked to Dave McCormick today, made the point about job one for Trump is inflation. The border, he knows what to do. He's already started to do it. But the issue of inflation, seeing those grocery prices come down, energy driven, getting rid of regulations, new business model, continuing the tax cuts, is necessary. And all Democrats have is to say, why are we talking about the Gulf of Mexico versus the Gulf of America? Now, yesterday, Ron DeSantis's office, there was some weather situation or whatever. And instead of calling it the Gulf of Mexico, they called it the Gulf of America. I'll tell you why it's important. Of course, we're trying to debake what Biden did. But along the way, we can walk and chew gum at the same time. There's no reason to call it the Gulf of Mexico. There's every reason to call it the Gulf of America. What's the big deal about arguing against that? Well, they're trying to tell us that their focus, particularly this, the transgender, first openly transgendered congressperson from Delaware, she's the only one focused, or he, on lowering prices, kitchen table talk. Well, then you'd have to leave your party. Your party, your group, she's a progressive. You did it. You broke this. So why are you lecturing us about fixing it? Of course, we're trying to fix it. You did it. It's your policies. You're not out there helping working people because your policies are what causes this type of thing. Republican policies do not cause inflation. Progressive policies do. And Biden broke the bank with it. But this is what they've settled on. They're going to continue to go down this path. All right, so 855-839-1210. What I'm happy about, even on Twitter, is that people are making reasonable arguments about why they think forgiving all of these people, essentially commuting pardoning, makes sense. I just think there are some, and again, it's the law enforcement aspect. I'm just trying to be consistent with that, because when the George Floyd summer happened, of course, law enforcement under attack. There are any number of people we saw, and that woman that blew up two police cars, I would have put her in jail for 30 years. She could have killed, maimed, attacked anybody in that instance. People like that, that's a possible life sentence, what she planned to do and what she did. And the blowing up of ATM machines, just the wanton violence. Of course, they all deserve that. Does that mean, though, that some people January 6 oriented? Do not. All right, let's go to Gary in Newtown. Gary on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary, welcome in. And Roe spoke very highly of a long conversation with you yesterday.
It was very, very nice to sit with her and keep her company. We had a wonderful, wonderful conversation. What a beautiful lady.
Well, thank you, Gary.
You're welcome. And it was, and to end the day, my wife said, "Where's the mask?" And I said, "It's gone."
Wait a minute. I got to commend you. Less is more. Yesterday, you did your bit, dropped the mask, and we're off stage. I thought there was going to be like a longer thing. That was perfect. You made
No. It was. Yeah. I couldn't wait. I couldn't wait to get it off my face and throw it on the ground.
All right. Well, what's going to be new for the summer? We need another mask now.
I'm working on some stuff. I'll be like Earl from Taconia. I'm working on some.
Okay. All right. All right.
So, as a J6er, I think I told you the story before. We left before it got crazy. We knew who the people were. In hindsight, we knew who the bad actors were on our way out. Trump was still speaking when we were walking to our hotel. But as a law enforcement guy, if you did anything, I don't care if it's against a policeman, if you struck someone, if we have a law, then that law applies to you. Whether you're a white, black, red, Hispanic, it doesn't make a difference. That's why the Lady of Justice is blindfolded. It doesn't make a difference what you look like, where you're from. A law is a law is a law. It's all about fairness.
Well, look, I agree with you, but even I, Gary, would put into context the fact that they were overcharged. They were put, Turley made the point, they were put into segregation. They went through hell. But there are some people, to your point, that definitively we could pick out and they deserve it. I think we would have, the Trump people could have done that. So those are the people, maybe those are the people we only commuted. I'm not sure yet.
I don't know, but and I'm not a big fan of taking our money. I'm a 50-year-old guy who has paid his taxes ever since he's had a job. I'm not a big fan of giving people more money. But if you or I or anybody in our listening audience was wrongly incarcerated, we should be able to hire an attorney and sue the federal government and win.
Absolutely. That would be the recourse in this. And they went out of their way with some people to punish them, to break them, because they couldn't get at Trump. That doesn't excuse, though, the others that I'm talking about. So, Gary, what's your...
I want to see the people that we... the guy who's on the megaphone on top of the scaffold that they can't find. They could find me and my brother-in-law, and we weren't even there, but they could find us, right? I mean, find that guy and prosecute him. Find the FBI guys that were there and prosecute them. They're the instigators.
And if Patel becomes the head of the FBI, that's got to be job number one. That's exactly right. The FBI would have records on this. What's your address,
and I gotta, you want to mute court. What is the reason why we can't go back to the girl who and anybody else that we know via video that did something during the Summer of Love and put them in jail for burglary, arson, grand theft, whatever.
Yeah.
Why can't we do that?
We could, except statute of limitations maybe on some of those getting pretty close. But to your point, yes, we could.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in the spirit of all things incompetent in the state of California, my address is the 23,000 block of Malibu Colony Road, which is the house of Charlie and his 2.5 men.
That's very
good. Which is no longer there.
Okay. Thank you, Gary, very much. All right. 855-839-1210. That will get you a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is push pound 1210. By the way, column in the New York Post today. One of the greatest things Trump does. With Donald Trump back in the White House, we finally have a president who backs up his promises. He makes a promise. Well, he plays with it to see where people are. He makes the promise then, and he then lets you know, check that box, he did it. Here's Donnie Deutsch on Morning Joe today, making the point that the other side's got to realize about Trump, that Trump is looking at things that people want. And he's going to do it. Cut 14.
This George Will column gets to a point the Democrats need to understand that for half of America, this embodies popular culture and he embodies what they want out of a president. Far different than what the other half of America has ever wanted from a president.
Democrats, instead of at this point, if the Democrats weren't in, instead of saying what Donald Trump is doing wrong and all the things wrong, start to look at what he's doing right from a winning point of view. From a winning point of view, once again, he is giving the people what they want. We can wring our hands. He's putting on a show.
Half of them, yeah.
Half, at least a little over half, or at least certainly half. He's putting on a show. And he's very good at it. And, it was interesting. The Democrats talked about the joy of, running with it. They're walking around. Their chests are out. They're feeling like winners. And the Democrats feel like whiners and nerds. And that's got to change. That's got to go upside down.
Well, here's the problem, Donnie. And this is the big advertising guy who usually just attacks Trump. It's the policies that are about whining, complaining, you know, not live and let live. The progressive policies are built on that, canceling people. So it's not just the tone. That's what the policy's built on. These are, by and large, these are freedom extension policies that Trump is talking about. They're popular. No tax on tips. Who in the world is going to make an argument on the other side of that? It gets into some kind of, well, I don't think it's fair because I'm not getting it. And then we look at, okay, let's not have a tax on something that you're engaged with. I look at every time there's a freedom that somebody's getting rid of taxes. I'm not talking about some kind of insider game with billionaires. I'm talking about people that are middle class and celebrate it, even if I'm not getting it. That's what we want to do. We want to free everybody from this. And that's why it's so popular. All right, phone lines, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound, 1210. By the way, one of the pardons of George Biden that it was Joe Biden was not in the news that much because of all the other stuff going on is this Native American that the left, Leonard, and I believe it's pronounced Peltier, for years hearing about this guy, killed two FBI agents brutally. So, you know, when you put that in the context, the January 6th people, I get the broad argument. Well, where does this stop? How does this guy get to go home after doing that? Just he's a hero of the left. I'm looking at it, and it's the very same people that are lionizing this that are the Mumia people that helped chart his career and the stuff he does behind bars. They're all over this today. So do you say, if that's the argument in the end, well, nobody was killed there. It's for me, I'm always going to stand on that. It's the law enforcement argument that just you cannot get around with certain people in certain instances. Realize any number of people have probably served close to 3 years by this point or more. Let's go to Jay in Jackson on Talk Radio 1210. Jay, good afternoon.
How you doing, Dom? How about your show?
Thank you.
I disagree with the premise of your argument. I'm very pro-law enforcement. Law and order is the basis of society. Mm-hmm. It can't exist without it.
Right.
But we had also a history of, let's say, East German police, Russian police. They were police officers. They came to do a job working for the government, but they were doing terrible things and destroying their citizens. You could have a situation where law enforcement is on the wrong side of the issue. And this is what we have over here.
Wait a minute. How are the Capitol Police on the wrong side of the issue?
The specific police weren't, but the story, the way it happened, the way the balance of things are, that you went after these people in a way that haven't been, that you weren't going after people, other people like this. That is a wrong issue. It's not anti-law enforcement. It's a broader issue of the fact that right we had a balance of power where things are shifted a certain way based on a political idea, and that's why these people suffered. So that's what the pardon is correcting.
Now wait a minute. It sounds like we're doing the same thing that they do on the other side. They would say the people that were attacking during George Floyd's summer were justified because of the history of the country's racist, etc. We got to have a line where we're better than them and reject that. So anybody who knowingly is attacking law enforcement, I don't care who they are, I think they deserve whatever the fitting punishment is. Now, Jay, if your argument is, well, yeah, that's true, but the punishment some of these got, even the ones involved with the cops, was excessive, I could buy that. I just have to see it because I don't have the files. I can't tell what they would have gotten and who did what here. It's a little bit hard.
No, 100%. I believe that the argument is that they got more than they would have gotten in a different circumstance. 100%. If someone breaks the law, even if he was coming or he got excited for a certain reason, you're right. You're 100% right. But the law enforcement aspect of it, just this idea that we hear law enforcement and as conservatives, we right away jump to protect, which we should because they're under attack. That's not the entirety of the argument. Of course, if they're not being punished at all, that's ridiculous. They have to be punished. You can't do that to police officers, especially with everything they were doing, what they were supposed to be doing, the officers. But it's believed, and I think that it seems so, that a lot of the punishment was excessive. So that's what we're trying to correct.
All I'm asking for is, but you and I are in sync, I think. I just believe then you got to do a little bit better job here of the specifics on this. In other words, Trump had people review this. Bill O'Reilly made this point, Jay, with me last night, the same thing. And he speaks to Trump all the time. He would advise him, you don't do it, but your people get out there and talk and say, you're hearing this criticism. Here are specific cases, and there are some that are horrific, and the ones that were involved in violence, what they would have gotten. And I agree with you, the conditions they were put in prison were out of line with the offense. But I do think there were people that were masterminding this more, in addition to the federal government part. And those people, I wouldn't be pardoning them, certainly. I think they might be the six that were just commuted. I'm not sure.
You're right. We don't know exactly the specifics. I'm just trust. Right now, I'm erring on the side of trust that he's trying to do it properly, but without being similar to them and the fact that we just give a blanket.
Okay. We're on the same page. Go. That's what I'm worried about. I can't condone that. There's a lot of elements to it. Look, Jay, when Kash Patel, if it is Kash Patel, gets into the FBI, that will be the opportunity for a full airing of all the things that you and I are talking about here that nobody but the FBI apparently has information on.
My only issue was just when we bring up the word law enforcement, I feel like sometimes we get carried away with the fact that there are law enforcement officers. It's possible a law enforcement officer sometimes is not on the right side of something.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course. Thank you, Jay. Yeah, so nobody's going to go after a bad cop in various instances than I am. But, bear spray on the one cop, things of that nature here. And look, if you want to make the point about Pelosi and Trump's out there making it again, that they were offered 10,000 troops. The guy I reference, he's African-American, is the guy that was the major in charge of communications and the orders going out of the National Guard in D.C., saying did they really think that the National Guard was going to lead an insurrection, a revolt, black men in D.C. for Donald Trump? That seemed to be the argument on the other side. We couldn't send them there. We were afraid. Literally, that's what he said. They would engage in this. No. 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless, just push pound 1210. Dan, you have something on this woke pastor?
Yeah. Do you want the audio of what?
Yes. Tell us about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So a woke pastor has now gone viral for during the prayer today. Really to the faces of Trump and Vance, essentially saying that LGBTQ and illegals are frightened by them. Take a listen.
In the name of our God, I ask you to have mercy upon the people in our country who are scared now. There are gay, lesbian, and transgender children in Democratic, Republican, and independent families, some who fear for their lives. And the people who pick our crops and clean our office buildings, who labor in poultry farms and meatpacking plants, who wash the dishes after we eat in restaurants and work the night shifts in hospitals, they may not be citizens or have the proper documentation.
It's kind of racist.
But the vast majority of immigrants are not criminals. They pay taxes and are good neighbors. They are faithful members of our churches and mosques, synagogues, wadara, and temples. I ask you to have mercy, Mr. President, on those in our communities whose children fear that their parents will be taken away, and that you help those who are fleeing war zones and persecution in their own lands to find compassion and welcome here. Our God teaches us that we are to be merciful to the stranger.
Okay, let's stop there. Does God teach you to stop the lies? You outright liar. this notion that somehow or another we're going after kids that are LGBTQA+ and transgender. Enough already, lady, on this. Now, it's a tough spot. I'm not good at this. Biden had to suck it up yesterday when Trump was talking about years of decline, how bad this is, which is the truth, to his face, although Biden was behind his block. Got to be difficult sitting there for a president. That is, Dan, I'm glad you got that. And the part that bothers me, the illegal immigrant thing is one thing here. They are building up in these kids using this case because we're saying, no, there are two genders. Stop it already. Stop it with this butchery of the surgeries, et cetera, that are irreversible. And stop it. You're not going to play and beat up and set records in female sports. You're not. And that last part seems petty, doesn't it, in comparison to the others, but not to me. Not to anybody that puts sport on the level of where it belongs, which is one of the greatest, not just pleasures, but greatest teaching grounds that we have, female sports. Stop doing this. We're not going to let you anymore.
Also, Trump was asked about this by a reporter, if you want to hear that audio.
Yeah, sure.
Mr. President, what did you think of the sermon?
What did you think of the sermon?
Did you like it? Find it exciting? Not too exciting, was it? I didn't think it was a good sermon,
so thank you very much. Thank you,
press. Thank you.
Not too exciting,
was it?
All right. It's the broader, other than Trump having to suck it up for this. And I guess that's a really good quality. I'd like to see more mixing it up, saying, yeah. That's it. That's it. I'm stopping it. You're not hiding behind the prayer or anything else. Or I wouldn't even mind if Biden said, enough already. I've had it. Biden walks out because of that. I'm not opposed to any of that. You know, it's got to be difficult. I've seen this situation where you're placed in a position where you're not allowed to say anything. I'm not on board with that too often. I get the ceremony. Dan, what did you think? Could he have said something there? Then we'd have World War III.
Yeah, no, I think you kind of just let it be, right? Yeah.
Well, all the other stuff, that's just politics. But saying that these kids are trembling and under fire across, this is dangerous stuff. They're creating anxiety in these kids. Nothing's going to happen to you, kid, but you're not going to play against females. All right? I'm traumatized. Now, have a nice life. That's what this comes down to. And there are two sexes. You're not a cat. You can be one if you want, but in public, the U.S. government position is there are two sexes. I wonder who chose her for this to be a bit more diverse. Look, a different point of view saying to the president, hey, consider this about people that are here illegally. Okay. The kids part is the part that bothers me there because that's just creating this fiction that becomes reality for some kids. All right. A lot of folks want to get in. Jim Worthington will be here at 2 o'clock. 855-839-1210. All right, Tom, to your Dano show. You heard the Reverend there. And I guess in public life, you can't mix it up. You have to sit there if you're the president, or in the case of Biden, with Trump. I just hate those situations where one person knows the other person can't say anything. I think that's not speaking truth to power. In either instance, it's, it's a little bit too much of an advantage. Let's go to Don in Ocean City, though. Don with an N. Hey, Don, good afternoon.
Yeah, Tom, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm a grandfather of a young man who resides in the South with his family, and he is gay. He is an adult. He's 20 years old. He doesn't participate in women's sports. He doesn't try and go into women's bathrooms. He's a gay young man who acts what I would say in a respectful way towards others. He and his family, my daughter and her husband, are concerned. They're afraid. In the South, people are not very nice when they speak about gender issues that don't comport with their religious or their personal beliefs. And unless somebody who speaks about this issue talks about it with compassion and urging understanding and respect, the message comes across to those who are not very nice when they talk about this. It comes across as encouraging and legitimizing their what they say and how they act.
Well, let's break this apart, Don. So President Trump, or no Republican that I see, is attacking people that are gay. So is he gay or is he transgender?
I agree, and I have expressed that. The
yeah.
problem is, I voted for Trump this past time. I voted for him in the prior election. I'm glad he won. I support his policies, but I don't hear urging people to be respectful of others with whom they disagree. And the absence of that it creates a tremendous void, and it results in some encouragement, indirect, unintended perhaps, encouragement of those who are disrespectful and who
yeah.
aren't patient.
Yeah, but well, wait a minute, Don. Saying there are only two genders. Tell me.
That's not a problem. Government purposes, there's only two genders, you know, and it's determined by reproductive rights. And I don't have a problem with that. But it comes across. Yeah, it cannot. You minimize the effect it has on the lives of those who fall into those minority groups like gays, lesbians, transgenders, and I don't pretend to understand all of the ramifications of that. All I know is I support my children and grandchildren unconditionally with my love.
But
you can't minimize the effect the absence of encouraging mutual respect has on those who feel on a daily basis in some parts of this country. On a daily basis, the snide and disparaging remarks of others who talk about them.
Okay, Don, the only thing I would say is we're in a different America here where the progress toward acceptance of people that are gay and mainstreaming and all that is underway. I'm not in the South on a daily basis to see this. I think you're always going to have individuals who might engage in stuff because of their own issues. But Don, it's a different world here, and the number of prominent gay Republicans, et cetera, you know.
I point that out. Trump appointed a gay person. I think it's one of his cabinet appointees is gay, and I understand that. And there are things that can be said, but you can't minimize in some parts. You don't hear it so much in our area, but when you venture into certain parts of the South, let me tell you, it's real, and it's very difficult for people to feel comfortable, even if they agree that there's two genders, even if they agree that I'm a male and I don't use women's bathrooms and I don't play in women's sports.
Okay, I got you. Thank you, Don. Well, look, the bottom line is though, this must have been going on during the – if Trump and Trump people are not egging any of this on, and this is still going on, then they have to now tell people something. No, this is creating something that is its own destiny here. And again,
wrong with that?
Yeah, in the South, you know, I don't want to get into making judgment on that either. The transgender part of this, though, is separate. It's a pretty obvious thing. People have had it, and in the last election, we catalog how the Trump people spent about $36 million on those ads because it moved the needle with people who said, enough of this stuff. That's not anti-gay. It has nothing to do with that. All right, 855-839-1210. Our host yesterday, Jim Worthington, is with us. He was inside the cabinet for the Congressional Hall Rotunda for the swearing-in, and he had dinner with RFK Jr. What did they talk about? What was consumed? Was there bear on the menu? I'll find out next with Jim Worthington.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.